A word for you from Hebrews 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. What will God say to you on that day? Don't be so concerned with what people say about you. You must be supremely concerned with what will God say to you on His day of judgment. Your eternal destiny matters. Where will you spend eternity? The Olympics have been an example of people preparing for judgment. Think of these people who dedicated so many years, and they were so disciplined with hard training, so as to gain a favorable verdict of the judges. The athletes trained and prepared to compete for the prize, for the gold medal, for the trophy, for a place on the podium. And just as the athletes evidenced discipline and dedication and determination, energy and focus, sacrifice, perseverance and persistence, so too must we who run the race of faith. We are told in the scriptures, for physical training is of some value. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating air. No, I beat my body. I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified from the prize. Can you say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith? Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Your character counts. Your integrity is important. Your diligence to your duty determines your destiny. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Be a man or a woman of your word. Do all that you've promised. What are you doing to bring your friends and your family to Christ? Your conduct and your conversation should draw your friends to Christ. You're not a real friend if you don't care about your friend's eternal destiny. Be a real friend. Make your life count for eternity. Invest your time, your talents, your treasure in seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Make disciples, teach obedience, invest your life in the Word of God, the will of God, the work of God, the people of God, and the creatures of God. Fulfill the great creation mandate and the great commission. Be a good steward of God's creation. Make His great commission your supreme ambition.